This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get into our question of the day here in the loop. What is the most embarrassing thing that you have done in public? You got to be in sight of other people. 713-572-4610. Inspired by athletes, specifically one athlete. His name is Mitchell Robinson. He plays for the New York Knicks. He was playing yesterday versus the Celtics when they got their victory over the Celtics to push it to 2-0 in favor of the underdog Knicks in that series. Although, which is weird, like the betting, I heard this yesterday or earlier today. The betting on this is weird because the Celtics are the betting odds favored to win the East, but the Knicks are the betting odds favored to win that series.
Explain that to me.
I can't. I imagine that has to do with some level of push and pull on the bets coming in or the money coming in.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what to do there. But, yeah, man, that's been a weird one. So what's the most embarrassing thing that you've done or that you've seen live and in person and in public? I bring you back to Mitchell Robinson doing the thing that'll really get you clowned in basketball, which is a free throw, missing a free throw, which, of course, Rockets fans feel they know very well.
Not just missing.
Right. But, yes, not only did he miss a free throw, again, an unguarded 15-foot shot. This is Mitchell Robinson airballing in the fourth quarter of that game.
With Boston on top as the holy smoke. Now you know why you wrap him up early? Whoa.
By the way, what he said there, Reggie Miller talking about they wrap him up early, they were going to the hack strategy because Mitchell Robinson was that good defensively, which I kind of love what Thibodeau did, where he's just like, we're riding this out. In the same way that I thought that Ime Udoka probably should have rode out with Steven Adams, where it's like, all right, if we miss some of these, it's cool, but the benefit of having him on the floor matters too much.
Yeah.
Regardless, it's real embarrassing when you take a 15-foot free throw and you probably get it about 13 feet.
Yeah, well, I mean, later on, Reggie was talking about that might be the most embarrassing free throw in NBA history.
No, it looked bad. Like, we've seen people airball a free throw before.
He missed it by 6 inches.
It was like somebody blocked it from the back. It just went straight down like...
Right. Yeah, that's a crazy thing, because obviously with the free throw, if you understand just kind of, I'm going to sound like a dork, I'm sorry, parabolic motion, right? You need to get above the rim before it comes back down and gets in the rim, right? I think we understand that generally. I don't know how much that cleared the rim at its apex.
Oh, no, I agree.
No, it didn't.
I don't think it
hit the bottom of the rim.
All right, so you're in public now.
That's right.
This is the thing where people are watching, and people like Reggie Miller would say, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Most embarrassing thing you've ever done in public. Two immediately came to mind for me. So I was playing putt-putt with my family on. It was like a Friday, Saturday night, so it was packed. Like, just putt-putt, you know, easy game.
Top three, like, you know, nice family-friendly activity, right?
Yeah, that bowling.
Bowling, putt-putt.
You know, stuff like that.
I feel like those are the elite ones.
Yeah, and so putt-putt, mind you. And I putted the ball, and I kind of stepped back. And it was one of those where your arms start waving because my heel caught.
Oh, you went cartoon.
And I went, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I fell lengthwise in a 4-inch deep water hazard.
Oh, man.
It's I could have walked through that water hazard and my ankles wouldn't have gotten deep. But my whole body fell on it. So I was drenched head to toe. And it was one of those, like I could see it happening. Where everybody pauses for like a half second trying not to laugh, and then they just all bust out laughing.
That's right.
They're like,
They had to make sure you were okay, because something I believe very strongly, falling is funny. So we got to make sure you're all right. If you're all right, if you're hurt, then it's not funny, right? Nobody wants to see somebody get hurt.
The water was this deep.
But once you're healthy.
4 inches deep, and I got somehow my entire body was soaked.
Well, that's tough. How many more holes did you play?
I think I finished playing.
You finished playing?
Okay. I think
just,
I did.
Just soaking wet.
Oh, that's... I remember I did finish playing because I took my shoes and socks off. I played barefoot.
Oh, God.
So now you exposed everybody to your misfortune. Okay, very good.
Speaking of exposing, that's the other one that
came
to mind.
Oh, no. I don't like the way you said it. I refuse. Not the way you set that up.
Speaking of exposing.
So Figgy's going to give me a hard time about this because I always talk about all the places I've been able to travel. But I was in Nagano, Japan, okay?
Okay.
And I was covering the Winter Olympics. And this is a boutique, family-owned, like, motel. It had, like, 8 or 10 rooms, okay? So I put something, I don't know if it was food or whatever, I put something in the hallway, and I don't have a shirt on, just gym shorts and nothing else. And then I hear the door close behind me. And
you ain't got your key?
I didn't have my key.
Oh, man.
And so keep in mind, this is the Winter Olympics. It's the winter.
It's cold out.
It's
okay.
Cold out.
Excellent.
There's only one way to get back into that room. That's to walk down a flight of stairs, go see the nice Japanese couple that runs the hotel, and try to explain to them that I'm not in the room, that I got locked out of my room. But of course, they don't know English. I don't know Japanese. And somehow we got it. And they're walking up, and you could just hear them snickering behind me.
That's right. And that's what you deserve. That's what you've earned. That's why you got to make sure you have your key. The one for me is actually sports-related, which I started thinking, what are the sports-related ones? Because obviously Mitchell Robinson had that, mm-hmm. and I know what Tytus Howard's would be. You remember this season where he decided to play a little defense when he was playing offense and took that ball out of CJ's hands? Yeah. I was like, that would be his. Mine, sports-related. So you guys know I am a proud Nigerian of Nigerian descent, right? And so I, in middle school, you know, played football.
Mm-hmm.
And then one thing about high school or middle school sports is that, hey, man, we need you to play everything, friend. Like, we want you to be a well-rounded athlete. So, like, either you're going to play basketball or you're going to run this track. And I was not on the basketball team, so I had to run track. And they saw me, and they're like, oh, you African, right? You running long distance, brother. So, and another thing about middle school track, there's not really very much training. They just get you out here and let you run.
Start running. Yeah.
And so the very first time I ran, I think it was the mile. Actually, it might have been the 2400, I think, because I don't think we ran the 32.
Yeah.
But it was like a long race. I was so slow. I didn't know how to, because pacing yourself and knowing what the right pace
run
is so important, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I got lapped. There was people in the stands, like, legitimately, when I got to my final lap and I started kicking,
yeah,
they were like, it's too late for that. You waited too long. Man. I mean, people yelling in the stands, and I was like, oh, no. Well, I'm not running that race anymore.
Everybody's watching.
Yeah, mine is pretty embarrassing, too. So I was working. Y'all know I started as a street teamer before I got here. And this was in Cleveland. We used to do different events like movie premieres and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all going to laugh as soon as I say this. But it was a movie premiere for the new Anchorman movie.
Okay.
And so it was a movie theater full of people. And we did like a little giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the front. And, you know, sometimes you got to hype up the crowd a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you ready to see Anchorman? Yeah. All that stuff.
Yeah.
So this was my first time doing it. I usually don't do it, but the person that does wasn't there. So I'm like, I do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, who ready to see Anchorman? And then this is the part that was embarrassing. I said, who ready to see Ron Jeremy?
Oh no!
I was thinking about Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So everybody in the crowd was like, ooh.
Ooh. Oh, really? It's and one I of those anchor man.
I thought about it. I'm like, oh. I put my head down. Like, oh my God.
Oh man, got the adult version of the movie. Okay, very
yeah.
good.
Ron, I'm like, who ready to see Ron Jeremy?
They're like, oh, wait, hold on. They're like, excuse me.
There are kids
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I
now.
Was hearing snickering and all that too. I'm like, what's. And I'm like, oh man, I'm like, this is the biggest mistake I ever made publicly like this.
Some more that have come in here on the text line from the 409. They said they were drunk on Bourbon Street with buddies, walked out of a bar and literally slipped on a banana peel, spilled their Big Boot beer, and all over themselves. That's Chuck.
Said, man, what you playing, Mario Kart?
It only happened in cartoons, but apparently not. Yeah, me too.
My man's playing Mario Kart.
Also, that had to be a setup. Who was out here on Bourbon eating a banana?
A banana
and just threw it out.
Yeah.
What kind of Acme stuff is happening there? 281, obviously, if we're talking the sports areas of this, butt fumble.
Butt fumble's a good one.
Butt fumble's up there.
I was thinking Orlovsky when he ran out of the back of the end zone. Yeah. The best part of that, by far, is like he was like, let's make a play. I mean,
he was focused.
He was out of bounds, had his head up, like, why is everybody laughing? You're a yard and a half out of bounds.
Play over, buddy. Play over.
Kindred spirits here for you, Lopez, on the text line, 281. They were in Jamaica with their family in a mall as a kid. Wasn't paying attention. Fell into a fountain. They hate all malls to this day.
Dude, my family still, to this day, talks about that.
Why wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they? Absolutely. Somebody said, well, how about when you really have to go in the middle of nowhere, you have to squat with your back against the tree, and your friends spotlight you with the carbine. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Because that's not one you can pick up real quick. Yeah. You can't just wrap this
up. You can't say, oh. You got to finish.
We got to finish. Yeah.
You got to see it out.
Once you commit, you're committed.
And along that same line, somebody said that they were out urinating, and there was a couple that saw them. And I imagine that was uncomfortable. But yes, I appreciate this from the 346, because this always gets you. They said when they were 45 playing a pickup game against these young boys, 20-somethings, they're like, oh, man. And went up to try and dunk, got hung.
Did not
make the clearance.
That's kind of a humble brag, too, though.
No, absolutely. Yeah, but the thing about it is you were out here trying to stunt. You didn't have to do that. A nice mid-range jumper would have sufficed.
Getting
like,
hung,
I got it.
Getting hung ain't cute. Unless you like in middle school or something like that.
Right, you're trying to get up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I do appreciate this one as well, who said they saw people assaulting light poles at Rodeo Cook-Off. And that's got to be really embarrassing for them, because I'm like, hey, man, everybody out here. Like, all of Houston is out here. You have some cooth.
It's also called drunk.
That's fair. That's also fair. Like, what is the level of embarrassment multiplier or what have you when it comes to you being drunk? Like, do you have to do more crazy things?
You don't get
drunk?
As embarrassed.
Yeah. Well, not in the moment, at least not.
Yeah.
Now it's more embarrassing when somebody goes, you know what you did yesterday, and you have no idea what you did.
Yeah, that's the embarrassing part. Yeah. Where you're like, did I do that?
Let me tell you,
you did more than that.
Bathing suit falls off at Schlitterbahn.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Oh, dear. Somebody said the 409 guy got a drive-by by Donkey Kong. All right. Keep those coming in. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including who are the people that Tom Brady hated getting hit by the most? We'll do that next.